This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
Here's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
We are the champions.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, for the second night in a row, it is gorgeous. Great evening for high school baseball. It was 24 hours ago when we covered Rushi Fort Loramie. This evening, we've got Minster Fort Loramie here at Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, engineering here tonight. Weather outstanding. Thunderstorms could move in come 10, 11 o'clock, but the next 2-3 hours promise to be a fine window. Excellent weather for high school baseball tonight between Fort Loramie, the outright SCAL champs, after beating Rushi last night. Redskins 14-6 on the year. year. Minster, 15-5, having lost three in a row. Wildcats battling with Versailles for that second spot in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Coldwater's got a one-game lead over Versailles in the loss column. Minster is a game behind Versailles. Coldwater's got a game tomorrow against New Bremen, and Versailles plays St. Henry tonight. So there could be an upset which could flip-flop things in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster cannot win it, but the Wildcats have had a great season, 15-5. We've covered Minster several times and really enjoyed it. Last night, Fort Loramie was outstanding. Gabe Hart was superb on the mound as Rushi gave up a wild pitch in the fifth inning on a ball four with a runner at third, and that decided the game. Details, details, details. That's what high school baseball is all about. Minster-Fort Loramie, always a good matchup. It was last year a one-run game at Minster when we covered it here on Scores Broadcast. And we're right back at Fort Loramie tonight on this Friday evening. If you can't come on out and watch on this perfect 5 o'clock night for high school baseball, just join us all evening long over the next 2 hours right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Two juniors will pitch, Andrew Wiss for Minster and Sammy Gubo on the mound for Fort Loramie. Neither club obviously throwing the ace of the staffs. Magoteau and Hart have put in a lot of work, darn near 100 innings between Louis Magoteau and Gabe Hart here in the spring of 2025. So they get a reprieve. They're not working on the bump tonight. It's Wiss, a junior, for Minster, Gubo, a junior, for Fort Loramie. We'll return with more starting lineups just around the corner. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding here at Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, long-term sponsor on Scores Broadcast. And we featured Osgood Bank in our pregame last night. Osgood now with a presence in Rushi. So many thanks to the staff at Osgood for being with us in the press box at Rushi last evening as we highlighted Osgood's new branch in Rushi. Also a branch right here in Fort Laramie, one in Chickasaw, of course, Osgood, and in Indian Lake. You know, teaching children healthy financial habits is a very important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice great financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life through Osgood. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. As we noted several minutes ago, we won't see Magoteau, the ace of Minster, or Hart, the ace of Fort Laramie here tonight. The two have combined for darn near 100 innings on the year, close to 50 each. A couple of juniors will hurl. Sam Gubo for Fort Laramie. He's been taking warm-up throws from the mound. Andrew Wiss of Minster is out there at the moment. Gubo on the year, 3 wins, doesn't have a loss, 22 innings pitched, 14 strikeouts, 13 walks, ERA of 2.86. He is a right-hander, so is Wiss for Minster. 5 starts on the campaign, 27 innings, 1.84 earned run average. And he pitched very well in the two-inning stint that we watched when Minster defeated Lima Central Catholic at Day Air Park, the home of the Dragons, a couple of weeks ago. By way of record, Minster is 15-5. Fort Laramie now 14-6. 3 setbacks suffered by Minster here recently to Van Wert Lincolnview 5-4. Yesterday, St. Mary's 8-2. Coldwater last week in a heartbreaker, 1-0 when Lewis Magoteau threw a no-hitter unearned run, defeated Minster in that game 1-0. Fort Laramie's hitting the ball much better than the Redskins were the first half of the season, no question about it. Fort Laramie will be a serious threat in district tournament play. Took a bye in round one. And with Hart throwing his very best ball of the season at the right time, you can count on Fort Laramie to go deep into tournament play. Same situation for Minster, which opens tournament action against Lima Temple Christian, I think, on Monday. Minster, a lofty seed, just like Fort Laramie, both teams threats in Division 7 to play a lot of baseball after the regular season during the tournament. They are in different regions. Fort Laramie's in the southwest region. Minster is in the northwest. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for tonight's game for the visiting Fort Laramie, or I should say for the visiting Minster Wildcats. Dylan Heitkamp, the senior catcher, will lead it off. Reese Bear, junior second baseman, hits in the two-hole. Lewis Magoteau is the DH. He's a senior, bats third. Rylan Edwards, senior left fielder, in the cleanup spot. Ian Holman, senior first baseman, bats fifth. Noah Schwederman is your shortstop for the Minster Wildcats. Caleb Kaus, right fielder, senior, hits in the eighth spot. Connor Schmiesing, senior center fielder, number nine. As I mentioned, the D.H. Magoteau batting for junior pitcher Andrew Wiss. Starting nine for Fort Laramie is as follows. Here on senior night, there are 5 12th graders here at Fort Laramie playing their last regular season contest for the Redskins before the home crowd. Thomas Hoying leads it off, left fielder, senior. He's in the one spot for Fort Laramie. Batting second, pitcher Sammy Gubo, junior. Hitting third, Dylan Meyer, catcher, sophomore. Fourth, first baseman, junior, Chase Ruenkamp. Fifth, Lewis Hart, senior third baseman. The DH is Gabe Hart for Fort Laramie, senior, who pitched last night and was marvelous on the mound. Lucas Brandewee then hits in the order, sophomore second baseman. Spencer Knopf, senior right fielder, is batting eighth. Cole Barhorst, senior center fielder, is hitting ninth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors, the 5 seniors on the roster getting starting nods for Fort Laramie tonight. Thomas Hoying, Lewis Hart, Gabe Hart, Spencer Knopf, and Cole Barhorst. Six state championships have been garnered by these two programs. Three by Minster, 2011 and 12, again in 17, when Mike Wiss, who's been at the helm for 31 years, led his club to state titles. And in the first year for Coach Jeff Sanders here at Fort Loramie, Redskins took the state in Division IV. That was back in 17-18. Fort Loramie earned two state titles prior to then. And the two head coaches, Mike Wiss, Jeff Sanders, played baseball and were very good athletes for the University of Dayton. They played on the diamond for UD, and every season they meet up on the high school diamond going head-to-head as coaches. We'll return with more. We'll talk about these two clubs' recent schedules and take a look at what's in store for Scores Broadcast down the road over the next 2 weeks here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's Big Boy Slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy Sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday
Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding. Engineering tonight, we are back at Fort Loramie. It's senior night, high school baseball coming up here shortly at Fort Loramie versus Minster. As we noted for you, there are five Fort Loramie seniors being recognized here this evening. Lewis Hart, Gabe Hart, Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie is a senior. A couple other 12th graders for Fort Loramie include Spencer Knopf and Cole Barhorst. Those are the five. Thomas Hoying, Lewis Hart, Gabe Hart, Spencer Knopf, and Cole Barhorst. We covered Minster a few weeks ago versus Parkway when it was senior night for the Minster Wildcats. We enjoyed covering head coach Mike Wiss's team on that particular evening. There are eight Minster seniors closing out regular season play. Caleb Kaus is a senior. Rylan Edwards, a 12th grader, Dylan Eichkamp, Connor Schmiesing, Logan Murphy, James Niemeyer, Lewis Magato, and Ian Homan, the seniors for Minster. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Do the little things right. Manage the game. Limit the walks. Make the routine plays. We saw a game last night at Rushi. A ball four wild pitch decided the contest, and the Redskins won the SCAL title. Congrats to Fort Loramie, a 1-0 triumph over Rushi. And just a week ago, Minster was defeated by Coldwater in a heartbreaker, one zip, unearned run. Decided that game. Lewis Magato threw a no-hitter in that contest for Minster, but was the losing pitcher. Those are key building components for sure in today's game. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282. To schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. The Minster Wildcats have lost to Versailles and Anna by scores of 7-5, 5-4. And until the recent three-game losing streak, those were the only two defeats suffered by Minster. The Wildcats earlier in the campaign had recorded big victories early on over Spencerville, Convoy Crestview, Delta St. John's, St. Henry, defeated Rushi on the road to kick off the season, 6-3, beat a good Indian Lake team, top Lima Central Catholic at Day Air Park, the home of the Dragons in a game we covered. Hitting the ball well, perhaps maybe not as well as the Wildcats were 3 weeks or a month ago, but still hitting the ball extremely well and getting very good pitching. Lewis Magoteau, when he throws, just about untouchable. Two of the last three Minster losses by one run, 1-0 to Coldwater, 5-4 to Lincoln View yesterday. And as I noted, the setback suffered on the road at Anna was 5-4, so three of Minster's losses suffered this year by one run. Fort Loramie 14-6 on the campaign, coming off a celebratory evening last night, a 1-0 triumph at Rushi to take the Shelby County Athletic League Championship outright. Fort Loramie coming off a very good win this past Saturday over St. Henry by a score of 10-5. But the day before at New Bremen, didn't play so well and got beat 5-3. One on May 8th at Anna, 4-3, to offset the loss to Anna by a score of 12-2 at Day Air Park. As you look down through Rushi's season, you see a shutout win. Gabe Hart, I think, threw a no-no on the road at Salina. Fort Loramie won that by a score of 4-0. Redskins were beaten by both Marion Local and Coldwater teams from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local plays Minster, by the way, tomorrow, a game played at the Wildcats Complex in Minster tomorrow evening. We are having high school baseball in just a few minutes. Weather is cooperating. Rain to hold off till late tonight. Fort Loramie and Minster playing extremely well. Fort Loramie's at the peak of its game this season, no doubt about it. A little blip on the radar here for Minster. A couple of tough one-run setbacks in the last week. Wildcats hope to right themselves here tonight against rival Fort Loramie as the Route 66 rivalry continues between Minster and Fort Loramie. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We're production support in Rushi. Production Support, Inc. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing, too. Production Support is always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, Production Support, Inc. That's ProductionSupportInc.com, ProductionSupportInc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the area. It follows with the online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. 15-5 Minster, 14-6 Fort Loramie. First pitch is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained
maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is quite breezy. You will hear the wind in my headset. I'll try to back off from the large open window here in the Fort Loramie press box. Get maybe 3-4 feet away from being outdoors with my head as I peer through the window and cover this game. I'll retreat a few feet so you don't get too much of the wind through the microphone headset. We're all set to go. Dylan Heitkamp, Reese Baer, Louis Magoteau, first three hitters for Minster against Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. And the right-hander wearing number 12 on his back pitches low for ball one. And this game has started. Outfield straight away. Third baseman for Fort Loramie up in the grass, taking the bunt away. That's Lewis Hart. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Heitkamp for Minster. What a season for him. 382, 21 hits, 22 runs scored. And it's a fly ball to center. It is against the wind, which holds it up. And it's caught out there easily by Cole Barhorst. Ball skied to center. Barhorst hauls it in. One up, one down for Minster here in the top of the first inning. Here's Reese Baer, 356 batter, 11 walks on the campaign. He swings from the left side. Outfield shifted a bit to the right. Right field line well covered by the Redskins' Spencer Knopf. Initial pitch to Baer is off the plate, a ball, 1-0. Scoreboard is correcting a miscue. It says 4 balls and 1 strike. That can't be the count on Baer. That's just the second pitch thrown right there, and it's a little bit up, and it's ball two. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. Well, Jack, you misread the scoreboard. It says at bat is number 4. It doesn't say 4 balls at all. It is indeed right. And now it's 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 on Reese. He's had a real good season. He's been as high as 365 or 370 in terms of batting average. He's ahead in the count here. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1. Top of the first inning, Minster batting one down, no one on. Needing a strike, Gubo. Swing and a miss by Bear. Good heater by Sammy. And Bear whiffed right through it. The count goes full, 3-2. Both dugouts talking it up. Fort Laramie down below, Minster across the way. Gubo pitches, it's upstairs, breaking ball, ball four. And Reese Bear is on. Here is Lewis Magoteau. Magoteau hits, senior. He's the DH today. He's had a stellar year on the bump for Minster, no doubt about it. Six starts, six complete games. Has not yet given up an earned run on the campaign. Over 40 innings, only 19 hits allowed. Magoteau, it's a ground ball up the middle. Fort Laramie fields behind the second base bag. A little shovel to the shortstop coming across the bag. And then a relay to first. One out recorded at second. Magoteau beats it at first. It goes as a force. 4-6. Magoteau with the ground ball to Brandewee of Fort Laramie, who made a neat play several feet behind the second base bag. And he dealt the ball cleanly to his shortstop, Bornhorst, for an out. Two away. Magoteau on at first. And Gubo whips a strike in there to James Niemeyer, hard hitting third baseman for Minster. Niemeyer on the campaign, 314, 14 ribbies, feet spread apart at the plate. He's been bothered by injuries. They have been a nuisance during his four-year career here at Minster. Figured to be a dynamic piece to the pitching core for Minster this year. But the collarbone injury from the football campaign has continued to plague him somewhat. He's not rounded back into tip-top form on the hill. May still get there for the tournament. And if that happens, wow, Minster will have a prolific 1-2 punch on the bump in Magoteau and Niemeyer. Two balls, a strike on Niemeyer, who is hit on the top of the helmet. The pitch by Gubo skids off the headgear of the 6'3 Niemeyer. I said Niekamp, my mistake. James Niemeyer on at first, hit batsman. Two aboard, a walk and a hit batter as the Redskins give up a couple free 90s here in the top of the first inning. Niemeyer aboard, hit the pitch. Here's Rylan Edwards, the senior left fielder. Edwards stepping in, 345 on the year, 20 hits on the season, and he gets another one. A bouncing ball through the box, over second, into center, throw back to the diamond by Bornhorst, cut off, middle of the diamond by Ruhenkamp, the first baseman for the Redskins, and the runner on second base scores. That was Magoteau, who'd been safe earlier at first on the force. Magoteau romps in from second on the single by Edwards, a two-out clutch hit, a sharp grounder through the box, and Minster leads it 1-0. Here's Ian Homan hitting, first baseman now for Minster. Homan with a big stride hits a ball sharply. It's through the middle again into center. Runner on second for Minster. Skips around third, dances home. Runners at first and second once more. Another run plated. Single by Homan. He rifled a shot into center, right past the pitcher, Gubo of Fort Laramie. And the ball almost hit the second base bag before bounding to Bornhorst in center field for Fort Laramie. So a couple of singles cracked off the bats of Edwards and Holman, and Minster's got a 2-0 lead, scoring a pair of runs with two outs. Here is Noah Schwederman. RBI 15 on the year for Holman, who just got the single. Ground ball up the middle off the bat of Minster, fielding several feet from the second base bag is Bornhorst for Fort Laramie. Throws to first, and it looks like Ruhenkamp belatedly got the foot on the bag in time. Minster shouted safe. base umpire belatedly did signal safe. And I think Ruhnkamp got the foot on the bag. We've got a terrific view. We are directly above first base in the press box atop the Fort Loramie dugout. That's one of those where the base umpire is caught in the middle of the diamond, a good 100, 110 feet away with a base runner at second. He is not near the first base bag, and he had to make that call from a distance, and it looked like out was the proper call. It is ruled safe, and that's the way it stands. And Minster has now loaded the bases. And I guess the only way you can record that in the scorebook is an infield single. You really can't attribute an error to the shortstop or first baseman, either one, I don't think. Probably the belief of the umpire in the middle of the diamond that Ruhnkamp got to the bag late. Bases full for Minster, two runs in. Here is Caleb Kaus. He wears zero on the back of the jersey, bright orange shirts for Minster, white pants. Senior right fielder Kaus, 313 on the campaign. Minster up 2-0, tries to bust it open to a 3 or 4 run lead early with a hit here. A strike is called, knee high on the inside corner after the initial pitch was a ball. A ball, a strike to Kaus. Left-hand batter, Fort Loramie in the outfield, plays him to pole. Bornhorst at short, up the middle for Fort Loramie. Here's a late swing by Kaus. He sprays a line drive to third, caught by Lewis Hart, who lunged off to his right, picked it off. Boy, that might have scored three. If that gets by and rolls down the left field line and trickles on into foul territory, it might have been a three-run bases-clearing double for Minster. It's an out, though. But the Wildcats score a pair and lead 2-0. We go to the bottom of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
It is Minster 2, Fort Loramie coming to bat, bottom of the first inning. Oh, we've now got Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meat, Hunt Brothers Pizza. All of this available at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want. And we've got it on our shelves now inside the market at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. We are your new community go-to store. Junior right-hander Andrew Wiss on the bump for Minster. And he opens up hurling a pitch into Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie. And he bangs a foul out of play to the right. Wiss's second delivery. Upstairs a ball, 1-1. Hoying, 328 on the year, senior left fielder. One of 5 Fort Loramie seniors honored here today. Wiss swings into action after his catcher, Heitkamp, hangs the sign upstairs with that delivery. Ball 2, strike 1. 2-0 Minster, plating a couple in the top of the first. 3 singles, 2 through the box into center. Neither one hit excessively hard. A well-placed seeing eye base hits on the ground. Another infield hit, which didn't score a run. which may very well have been a missed call by the umpire on the bases. Here is a 3-2 count now as Wiss got a strike two called and then was just off the outside corner with a breaking ball. He wanted it, didn't get it. 3-2 pitch to Hoing by Wiss. It is on the inside corner, strike three. Wiss blazed a fastball. It caught the black. One down for Fort Loramie. Here's Sammy Gubo, pitcher, junior, 392 on the campaign. Oh, Schaefer Market's got hot daily lunches for you. Don't forget that Market Deli sub shop at Schaefer's Market in Fort Loramie. There's a towering fly out of play to the right over our heads. Strike one on Gubo. And the Market Deli sub shop, fresh to order subs, salads, wraps, piping hot coffee at a brand new station at Schaefer Market, and a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Wind up by Wiss, pitch, sprayed foul to the right once more. Nothing in two on Gubo. As we noted, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Stop by today, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. It is your new community go-to store. The count of ball, two strikes on Gubo as Wiss misses wide. We outside, ball two, strike two. One down for Fort Loramie, bottom of the first. Minster has broken through with two runs in the top of the first after two were out. Wiss curves the hitter, who bounces on four hops through the box, over second base, into center field. Sammy Gubo with a shot into center for a single. And several polite hops right through the middle of the diamond, well placed, just like two of Minster's hits in the top of the first. Gubo aboard. Here's Dylan Meyer, sophomore catcher, 352 on the campaign for Fort Loramie. Gubo with a lead. The pitch to Meyer just missed, a shade outside. It is a ball, 1-0. Hey, don't forget, Schaefer Market's got that gallon of gas give back program. A penny from every gallon sold at Schaefer Market in a month is donated to a special local organization. And we've just had a line single to right field. It was tagged off the bat of the Redskins' third hitter here in the order, Dylan Meyer. And coming up throwing is the right fielder for Minster. He shoots it to first, safe. Caleb Kaus gunned it right on the button to home with the first baseman. The ball was hit so hard. And Meyer beat it by a step at first. But it's a single, two aboard for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Minster, but a threat being posed here by the Redskins. It is Jace Ruhenkamp, the first baseman, 341 batting average. He is a junior. He looks at a ball below the knees, 1-0. Wind up, pitch to the plate, bounce to short. Nice field with a shortstop of Minster, lateral to the second baseman covering, and out there, because the shortstop juggled it for a very slight instant, no double play in order, force out at second. Retired out at second base is Dylan Meyer. That bounding ball to Schwederman for Minster at short. Handcuffed team for a fraction of a second. Easy play at second base as he pitched it off to Reese Baer for the force. No throw to first. First and third for Fort Loramie. Two away in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Wiss throwing a pitch outside to Lewis Hart. Ball one. 1-0. Two down for the Redskins. They're on the corners. Here is the pitch by Wiss. No, it's off the plate again, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Hart at 286. Stands even with home plate, does Lewis. There is a strike above the knees, right down the middle, as Wiss hummed a fast one in there. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Outfield deep and left for Hart. Rylan Edwards, the deepest of the three outfielders. Good breaking pitch by Wiss. Hart swings over the top. It's strike two, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out, 2 on for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the first, and it's 2-0 Minster. Third baseman, very deep for Minster. That's Niemeyer. Here's the 2-2 offering by Wiss. Curveball missed, low and away, and it's full. 3-2. Runners will be off and running. They'll get a head start on this 3-2, 2-out pitch to Lewis Hart of Fort Loramie. Wiss takes a peek at first, then over at third. Here he comes to the plate. Runners are going. Outside and high, ball four. It is a lengthy first inning. A lot of traffic on the bases for both teams. Minster scored three. A hit batsman, a walk, three singles, one of the infield variety. And Fort Loramie's countered, sending up five. Two base hits, a walk. They're loaded for Gabe Hart. Feet spread wide apart at the plate. Wiss to Gabe Hart. There's a topper in front of the plate. The catcher pounces on it quickly. Heitkamp for Minster. Shoots a throw to Holman. Yes, he got him by a step and a half. Pouncing on that ball like a cat was Dylan Heitkamp. Splendid play by him. He got the out at first as the hitter, Gabe Hart, was on top of a curveball, rolled it in front of home, and Minster forces Fort Loramie to leave three on base. We go to the second, 2-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is the top of inning number two here at Fort Loramie. Second inning gets started. Minster hits. It is Connor Schmiesing, senior center fielder. Leadoff man, second frame. He takes a pitch off the corner, a ball. Sammy Gubo back on the bump for Fort Loramie. Whistles a fastball in there on the inside corner at the knees. It's a strike. 1-1. Gubo gave up a couple of grounders right through the middle of the diamond in the first inning. And they led to a couple of ribbies for the Wildcats. Here's a very high fly ball off the bat of Schmiesing into short center field. Second baseman for Fort Loramie, Brandoe, tracks it, and he's got it on the grass about three steps in very short right center. Schmiesing is out on the pop to the second baseman, Brandoe. Back to the top of the order. Here is Dylan Heitkamp, catcher for Minster. Outstanding catcher. Here's the pitch by Gubo of Fort Loramie. Breaking ball caught the outside edge of the plate for a strike. Good overhand delivery. Had some bite on it. Nothing in one on Heitkamp. Fly out to center, his first trip. Bouncing ball to the plate. It is 1-1. Sky is a little more overcast than 45 minutes or so ago, a haze in the air, wind blowing in, quite warm, the temperature right around 80, Breeze from the southwest in from center field here at Fort Loramie. It misses a little off the plate outside and up. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Dylan Heitkamp. He's had a fine campaign. Been around 400 all year. In the high 380s with 21 hits right now, 22 runs scored. You don't often see a catcher lead off. He does it and does it extremely well. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Heitkamp for Minster. 2-0 lead, Wildcats, top of the second. Outfield for Heitkamp is pretty deep. Right fielder for Fort Loramie shading toward the line. Gubo to Dylan Heitkamp. There's a ball pasted past the third baseman of Fort Loramie into left field. A solid single for Heitkamp as he drilled a low line drive to the left of Lewis Hart at third. Man aboard, single by Heitkamp. Here's Reese Bear stepping in. He swings from the left side. Bear walked to start that two-run rally for Minster in the opening inning. 2-0 Wildcats, top of the second. Gubo on the hill for Fort Loramie has surrendered four hits so far. One of the infield variety. Pitch to Bear, high foul, out of play, directly behind home. And fortunately, that very close play at first didn't cause any damage. It appeared above the first base bag where we are situated that Fort Loramie did successfully record an out at first late in that initial inning. Base umpire thought differently. The runners moved up a base, remained loaded for a line-out McCouse. But Minster had done damage with two runs scored prior to that. It's a strike on Reese Bear. Check swing, bouncing ball to Brandewey at second. He charges. No play at second as he was moving toward the first base line, angling into the grass on the soft tapper off the bat of Bear. Play is at first, out recorded. 4-3 in the scorebook. Runner Heitkamp moves up 90 to second. And here is Lewis Magato. He was aboard as a result of a force out. Second baseman to the shortstop at the second base bag, his first trip. Magato swings and golfs a high fly to short right. Knopf coming in, camping under it, 15 feet fair. Yes, he's got it for Fort Loramie, and Minster's second inning is in the books. Wildcats get a hit, don't score. We go to bottom of the second frame, 2-0 Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. And Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young student-athletes and our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Leadoff batter for the Redskins is ahead 2-0 and now 3-0 as we start the bottom of the second inning. Lucas Brandewey up on the count, 3 balls, no strikes, as Andrew Wiss pumps a fastball strike right through the heart of the plate, 3-1. 2-0 Minster, bottom of the second. Wiss with a 3-1 pitch. Ooh, just off the corner inside. Ball four, Brandewey aboard. Here's Spencer Knopf. Brandewey was hitting 257, coming to the plate here today. Now Knopf, one of 5 seniors on this Fort Loramie baseball roster, along with Gabe Hart, Lewis Hart, Thomas Hoing, Cole Barhorst. Leadoff walk for Fort Loramie. Here is a check swing, a take, but Knopf knew it was a strike. As Wiss got one in there above the belt. Had some velocity on that one. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Knopf. 240 by way of average. Lead by Brandewey at first. Wiss stretching, comes home. Knopf uppercuts one to right field along the line. Right fielder for Minster came in, then went back. The wind blew it in foul ground, but 30 feet, and it's not caught. Long foul off the bat of Knopf. Swirling wind coming in from center. Slice that ball away from the right fielder of Minster, Caleb Kaus. He appeared to have a bead on it in fair territory, and then a gust of wind made it impossible for him to make a play on the ball. Goes down as a strike, foul ball, nothing and two on Knopf. Runner at first for Fort Loramie in the person of Brandewey. Low pitch, a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Throw to first, runner back easily. Infield up at third, although I don't think Knopf is prepping to bunt here on a ball, 2 strikes. Runner at first base. Knopf looks at a breaking ball down, and it's 2-2. Good hook by Wiss, but he couldn't get Knopf to fish. Here is the 2-2 pitch upcoming. Brandewey with the lead. And Knopf swings, cracks a hard ground ball to second. Second baseman fields for Minster. Pitches to short. Relay to first on a bounce. Out. Both ends. Double play. Well done by Minster as the ball crawled up the arm of the second baseman for the Wildcats. Reese Baer, he had a difficult time making the exchange to his compadre at short, Noah Schwederman, and then Schwederman shot a bullet to first base to double up the batter runner for Fort Loramie. 2 outs on the play. Nice twin killing turned in by Minster. 2 down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second. Knopf is out. Brandewey out on the force at second, front end of the double play. Knopf on the back end of it at first. As it goes 4-6-3, DP. Cole Barhorst at the plate for Fort Loramie, down 2 strikes. Wiss throws. Barhorst hits a foul to the screen. It's still nothing and two. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and two. Wiss has no one on at the moment now with 2 away. He can breathe a sigh of relief as he got the big DP. There's a bouncing ball up the middle, past the shortstop of Minster. Second baseman fields way deep behind the bag. Late throw to first. Barhorst on with an infield single. Good hustle play by the second baseman, Reese Bear, for Minster. He traveled a long way to get to it. Now, had Schwederman been able to cut it off near the bag, he would have gotten the out at first. But once that ball got beyond Schwederman, the shortstop angling over in front of second, once it traveled past him, no way was Minster going to get Barhorst at first base. He is aboard with two down. And back to the top of the order, and Thomas Hoing, 328 batting, senior left fielder for Fort Loramie. 2-0 Minster, bottom of the second. Niemeyer up at third, taking away the bunt. Hoing's got good speed. Breaking pitch by Wiss. No, it's off the outside. Black didn't get the call. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 on the hitter here for Fort Loramie. Fastball outside corner. It is called a strike. Throw down to first as Heitkamp pitched it to Holman, trying to get Barhorst diving back in. He's safe. 2-1 on the hitter Hoing for Fort Loramie. Outfield not deep for him. Deepest outfielder is in left. Breaking pitch above the belt. Wiss got the call, and it's strike two. 2-2. Hoing thought it might have been high, but the pitch snapped in beneath the letters for strike two called. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Hoing swings, and he towers one toward us here alongside first. It's at the fence, beyond the dugout in the press box, and out of play. Still 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on the batter Hoing for Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget, you can order online for Schaefer Propane by going to SchaeferOil.com, SchaeferOil.com. Online bill pay for Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, both is available at SchaeferOil.com as well. Here is a steal by Barhorst, throw by Minster into center. Barhorst slid in safely at second base. He stays put. The count is 3-2. Man in scoring position now for Thomas Hoing. Full up count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Barhorst at second. Very good speed. Cloudy skies prevailing here now at Fort Loramie. Delivered by Wiss. Fouled to the screen. Off the bat of Hoing. It's still 3-2 with 2 out. Bottom of the second for Fort Loramie. Minster on top. 2-0. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, as I noted, order online for Schaefer Propane through SchaeferOil.com. Online bill pay for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane can be completed at SchaeferOil.com as well, SchaeferOil.com. Ball four upstairs, it's high. Hoing has walked. 2 on for Fort Loramie. Redskins finished the first with the bases full, didn't score. Here, 2 on, 2 out. Wiss throwing a lot of pitches, and he misses the strike zone against Gubo, who singled in the first inning for Fort Loramie. Gubo needs a base hit here to help his own cause. Late swing, foul ball, out of play, right field line. On top of the batting cage, beyond the dugout. A ball, a strike, 1-1 for Gubo for Fort Loramie. 2 runners aboard. Minster leading 2-0. Long high hold by Wiss. Curveball, a stroke into right field along the line. That's going to score a run. Throw to the plate's going to be way late, and that enables the runner on first for Fort Loramie to skip around to third. The ball eludes the catcher at the plate, and the batter runner for Fort Loramie hops on into second. Oh, when you don't hit your cutoff, bad things happen. Minster unwisely threw home. And now Fort Loramie scored a run of two more in scoring position. And it's a 2-1 game. Good line drive single by Thomas Hoying of Fort Loramie. Or I should say it was Sammy Gubo who got the base hit, as Hoying, the previous hitter, had walked. Gubo hit that outside pitch where it was thrown. He placed a liner a few feet fair along the right field line. Dylan Meyer behind to strike in the count. It's a sharp ground ball, speared on the mound. Nice play on one hop by Wiss. Throw to first, out, inning over. Fort Loramie's left five aboard in two innings. A lot of men left on in this game in the first two frames by both teams. We go to the third. Minster up a run as Fort Loramie strikes here in the second. It's 2-1 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
I'd like to remind you that locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Locally owned and operated Osgood Bank, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Five convenient locations now, including Rushi, which opened this week, in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake as well. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far at Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Two runs, four hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Or I should say a run, four hits, an error for the Redskins. 2-3-0 for Minster. Top of the third inning, and it's a two-strike count on Minster's first hitter, James Niemeyer, who is hit by a pitch back in the first. Second inning for Fort Loramie ended with runners at second and third when Dylan Meyer cracked a hard ground ball back to the mound. And it was a good play by Wiss, who leaped in the air and snatched it, got the out at first. Here Niemeyer strikes out. The pitch gets away from Meyer behind the plate. Look at him scramble. Fine hustle by Meyer, and he throws a dart down to Ruhenkamp at first to retire Niemeyer. One down for Minster here in the top of the third. Rylan Edwards hits. He singled in that two-run Minster uprising in the top of the first frame. 2-1 lead Minster. Gubo pitches. Line drive up the middle. Does it snake its way through the diamond? It does. In between Bornhorst and Brandewee. And that is about the fourth hit in the same spot for Minster in this game, right back through the box. Ball's hit just hard enough. And Rylan Edwards has two of them. He's two for two. Two singles to center for Edwards. He's aboard at first. We are now shrouded in a high, thin layer of clouds at Fort Loramie. Sun sneaking through dimly. shining, but not brightly at all. Wind blowing in from left center toward the right field line here at Fort Loramie. Check swing, ball two on the hitter. First baseman Ian Holman for the Wildcats. He's had some clutch ribbies so far on the campaign for Minster. He singled in the first. Here's a lead by Edwards. Late cut by Holman, and he drills a foul on the ground toward the Fort Loramie dugout alongside first. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Both Gubo and Wiss, a lot of hurls to the plate. Many pitches thrown here in the first two innings. Bunch of traffic on the bases. Runner going, pitches high. Throw down to second. They got a chance to get him. Ooh, he's safe. It is mighty close. Sliding in ahead of the tag, Edwards. Good call by the umpire. He was on it. Tight play. Tag just a smidgen late. Holman is up in the count, 3-1. Ryland Edwards at second. Here is Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Stretching, high hold, fastball too tall at the plate, ball four. Holman aboard, two on for Minster, top of the third. Minster 2, Fort Loramie 1. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great Fort Loramie sponsors. There are three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only during the course of the 11 months or so that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. We cover somewhere between 30 and 40 Fort Loramie contests from the middle or late August all the way into June when we complete high school baseball. Guyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. There's a hard ground ball near the second base bag. Nice play, Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. Touches second, shoots the throw to first to Ruin Camp. Yes, it's a double play. Ball hit off the bat of Noah Schwederman right to Bornhorst, who had him played perfectly near second, and the ball was scooped up neatly by Chase Bornhorst a couple strides from second base. He tapped it with his foot and rifled a throw to Ruin Camp for the double play. 6-3 on the twin killing for Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the third. Bottom of three coming up for the Redskins, who are down 2-1 to Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Chase Ruin Camp, leads off the bottom of the third for Fort Loramie. A run, four hits, an error for the Redskins. Two runs, four hits, no miscues for Minster. 2-1, Minster leads. Ruin Camp takes the 2-0 pitch to deep right. Right fielder, Kaus, is hugging the line, retreating. He's got it for the out. Ball hit a long way. Kaus followed it all the way to the foul stripe, deep along the right field line. as the ball was slicing away off the bat of Ruhenkamp. Nice play by Kaus. One down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the third. Ruhenkamp had been out in the first on a force from short to second. Here is Hart. Lewis walked in the first inning for Fort Loramie. One down for the Redskins. Bottom of inning number three. 2-1 lead, Minster. Upstairs with the pitch. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on the hitter. A ball, a strike. 1-1. Whiss again. Good cut. And a low two-seamer. Coming up empty, though, is the hitter, Lewis Hart. A ball, two strikes. 1-2. Whiss works quickly for Minster. Curveball is banged hard between third and short into left field, a base hit. Nice line drive single by Lewis Hart as he stayed back with the hands on the breaking pitch from Wiss, and he popped it into left, that 5-6 hole on the left side of the diamond. As Lewis Hart serves a single into left field, he's aboard with one down for Fort Loramie here in the third inning as the wind gusts pick up here at Fort Loramie. Blowing in from center field. First pitch, a ball off the plate to Gabe Hart. Lewis Hart now perfect on the day. A walk, a single. Gabe Hart is up here. He was out on a play from the catcher to the first baseman. 2-0 count on Gabe. Both pitchers have worked long and hard, and we see activity now in the Minster bullpen. And here comes Coach Mike Wiss out to the bump. A conference ensues. 2-1 lead, Minster. We are in the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie, a runner aboard with one down in this frame. So many thanks to Osgood Bank here on scoresbroadcast.com. Osgood with a new location, soft opening this week in Rushi. The Rushi branch of Osgood Bank is now open. Grand opening first week of June. Osgood Bank locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake as well. We'll return with Fort Loramie's bottom of the third inning, 2-1 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Up, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster went to the mound, gave his son a breather. He is back to work again, and it's a strike called, 2-1, two balls a strike on Gabe Hart. Lewis Hart at first, one out for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Gabe. He gets under it. Very high fly ball to short center field. Schmiesing romping in for Minster. Camping beneath it. He has it for the out. And there are two down. Gabe Hart flies to center. Here's Lucas Brandewee. He walked in that one-run second inning for Fort Loramie. He started off the frame. Interestingly enough, in that inning, Brandewee was immediately retired when Spencer Knopf cracked into a ground ball double play, second to short to first. Then Fort Loramie went to work and did put a run on the board. The count, a ball and no strikes on the Redskins' new hitter, Lucas Brandewee. And that's ball too high. Wind gusting in from the outfield, probably a good 25 mph or so. Thin high layer of clouds overhead. Very high pop-up foul territory outside of first. Beyond the coaching box, Holman is there for Minster. Yes, he's got it. Inning over for Fort Loramie. We go to the fourth. 2-1 lead, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car. Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Minster Wildcats back in the top of the fourth. Ahead of Fort Loramie, 2-1. Tight game, one-run lead. Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Throws a pitch in there off the outside corner. A ball and no strikes to Caleb Kaus. We're 0 on his back. Left-hand batting right fielder for Minster. Takes a strike on the outside edge at the belt. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Outfield pulled to the right a little bit for Kaus. Left fielder for the Redskins, Thomas Hoing, is well off the line. Hart up at third in the grass to prevent the bunt. Two balls, a strike, the count, 2-1 on Kaus. There is a handle hit line shot ricocheting off the side of the Minster dugout. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Chuck McBee and I last night, Derek Olding and I, several days ago at Rushi, had to dodge line drives into the dugout alongside first at the Rushi complex. There's a changeup off the outside corner, ball three. Gubo missed, 3-2. 3-2 on Kaus. Cocks that bat over the left shoulder and looks at one up and away. It wasn't close. Ball four. Looking down to the right field line and foul territory at the Fort Loramie bullpen. No action at the moment. Here's Connor Schmiesing. Let's see if a bunt is in order for Minster. By the way, Kaus lined out to third, his first time up. Schmiesing popped to second, his initial at-bat. Runner on, pop bunt into the mitt of Meyer. Oh, he can't hang on. He was anxious to throw that ball to first base and double up the runner. And in his hurried-up attempt to snatch that ball out of his mitt, the ball popped away. It had not been secured well enough for it to be ruled a catch. So Minster gets a break, throw to first, runner back. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Schmiesing. Right-hand batter for Minster, number 9 in the order. Kaus, the eighth hitter, walked to start the frame. Squaring to bunt, Schmiesing looks at it wide. A ball, a strike, 1-1. We are in the top of the fourth. Minster 2, Fort Loramie 1. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Minster, a run, 5 hits, and 1 error for Fort Loramie. Gubo peeks to first and throws here. Runner back. We are situated above the Fort Loramie dugout, first base side, here at the Redskins complex. And we are looking over the shoulder of Fort Loramie's first baseman, Jace Ruhenkamp. We've got a great view. Runner going, but up the first baseline. It stays fair. Oh, it's a low throw by Gubo, dug out by Ruhenkamp. As an out is recorded, Gubo taps his chest as if to say, my bad, on the toss to first. But Ruhenkamp, with some tidy glove work, managed to complete the out at first. Runner advances. Sack bunt by Schmiesing. And Kaus is down at second base for Minster. Here's Dylan Eichkamp. A single, a fly out to center. Been a lot of activity on the bases in this game. And Minster continues to threaten each inning. Inside to Eichkamp. A ball, 1-0. This is one hitter you can't afford to pitch from behind against, because he will sting you at the plate. Potent batter, his Eichkamp, 382 on the year. He's been above 400. 21 hits, 22 runs scored. Runner at second in the person of Kaus, with good speed for Minster, which is on top 2-1. Gubo throws upstairs, ball two. Throw down to second from Meyer, the catcher, on one bounce. Runner is back. Outfield deep in left and center. Wind, though, blowing in from left center at Fort Loramie. Sunshine just about gone. The shadows have faded on the field. Gubo steps off the rubber. Minster bench alerting the umpires. Hey, that was a balk, wasn't it? Couldn't tell if Gubo had made a little action toward the plate before stepping off the rubber with the right foot. Conference on the mound now, Gubo and Dylan Meyer. The base umpire comes in several steps to finish off a short conversation with Mike Wiss, third base coach for Minster. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 in the batter. Runner at second for Minster, one out here in the fourth. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. We simply would not be here today without the push, the start, the motivation, the support given to us by LaCal Equipment back in 2006 and 7. And Eichkamp is going to be retired on an infield pop-up. He swung at a bad pitch and lofted it to Brandewee, who comes in from his second base spot, infield grass, and he spears it over his head. Two outs now. Big out there for Fort Loramie. Pop out to four, the second baseman. And here's Reese Bear with first base open. Another good hitter, Louis Magoteau, on deck. Don't think you pitch around Bear with Magoteau lurking. Two outs, one on. Gubo throws low to Bear. A ball, no strikes. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, an originating partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. A founding sponsor, would not be here today without LaCal, which gave us the beginning we needed in 06 and 07. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment. Pitch high and away, ball two, 2-0. 2-0 on Bear. Pitcher Gubo for Fort Loramie got a big second out, inducing Eichkamp to pop up in the infield. That was enormous. Now Gubo deals with Bear. Ball three outside, high. 3-0, the dangerous Louis Magoteau hits next. No activity in the bullpen down the right field line for Fort Loramie. Here is Gubo, 3-1 delivery. High and away, walked him. Gubo appears to be tiring just a little bit. And here is Magoteau for Minster. So you go from Bear, a 356 hitter, to Magoteau, 321. Makoto swings from the right side. Bear was a left-hand batter against the right-hand pitching of Gubo. Brief confab alongside the third baseline, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster, and Makoto, who's in the box. Outfield deep, around to the left. Big hole left side of the diamond in that 5-6 gap. Hard at third, playing deep. Bornhorst at short, shading toward the bag. Pitch to Makoto. Curveball, letters, high strike. 0-1 the count. Nothing and one on Makoto. As the pitcher, Gubo, got the call to sneak ahead in the count. No balls, a strike. Gubo looks back at second. Throws to Makoto. He cuts it one in the dirt, and he can't locate it. Strike two. Runners at first and second for Minster. Makoto at bat, behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Two out for Minster, top of the fourth. Third baseman Lewis Hart retreats another step or so for Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch to Makoto, wide, way outside, ball one, two strikes, 1-2 in Makoto. He's hit into a force at second and flown to right field in two trips. He has been phenomenal on the bump pitching this year for Minster. Look back at second, ball struck in the air, short right field along the line. Here comes Penternoff running hard, can't get it, plays it on a bounce. It drops in safely. Run scores for Minster. Runner on second, dashed around third, came into home, no throw. Ball went back to the middle of the diamond, and the runner on first for the Wildcats, Reese Baer, scooted all the way around to third. On the fly ball, bloop single by Makoto along the right field line. The wind continued to blow that ball away from Knopf. The harder he ran, and the stiffer that wind blew, and the ball fell in fair by a few feet. First and third for Minster, which leads 3-1. Hard ground ball to second. Brandewey has it, takes it out of his glove, on to Ruhenkamp for the out. Retired is Niemeyer. Makoto, a clutch two-out single. He made contact, and he found no man's land along the right field line. 3-1 Minster. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie comes to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. We will style and make you smile at Cutaway. First hitter for Fort Loramie. Pokes a long drive, deep right field. It's well hit. It is over the head of the right fielder, Kaus of Minster. And the batter runner for Fort Loramie goes streaking into second base safely. A long clout to deep right. by the Redskins. That ball was well hit by Spencer Knopf. Well, he clubbed one, a good 320 from home. It short hopped the fence as the right fielder was cheating in a little bit. And Fort Laramie's got something started here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Long two-bagger by Knopf, and here is Cole Barhorst, who singled his first trip to the plate. Knopf, by the way, hit into a double play, 4-6-3, his first at-bat. He's now 1-for-2. Well, Minster scored in the top of the fourth. Fort Laramie trying to counter. Man in scoring position at second. Barhors wants to bunt, squares. It's a bouncing ball to the plate, and it gets away from Heitkamp. Runner to third for Fort Laramie on the wild pitch. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years experience. We've been styling four decades at Cutaway Styling Salon. A lot of experience, your style, and we will help you create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway and you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much to Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Here is a bunt attempt at the plate, rolling up the first baseline. I think it caught Cole Barhorst on the foot in the batter's box. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Runner now at third for Fort Laramie. Double, wild pitch. Knopf sits at third. Barhorst was bunting for a base hit there. Here's Andrew Wiss with a 3-2 offering. Fastball upstairs, swinging right through it is the batter for Fort Laramie. Barhorst can't find it. Good cut. Nice velocity. Rising heater from Wiss. And there's one down for Fort Laramie here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner still parked down at third base. Here's Thomas Hoing. Hoing looks at a pitch wide for a ball. Redskins can ill afford to leave that run 90 feet away. Minster is playing up all over the place in the diamond. Third, short, second, first. High over the head of Hoing, 2-0. Boy, if the Wildcats can wriggle off the hook here, that would be a big boost for Minster, which has a two-run lead. Wiss throws a fastball. It is off the black inside. Ruled a ball, 3-0. On deck for Fort Laramie, Sammy Gubo. He's had two hits in this game. Pitch by Wiss. Fastball strike just below the letters over the heart of the plate, and it's 3-1. Darker skies to the southwest. The sun is gone. High, ball four. Hoing aboard, a strikeout and two walks for him in this game. Here's Gubo, who's a perfect 2-for-2. And the Fort Laramie pitcher has got a chance to do some real good for himself. He has pitched four innings. Minster, 3 runs, 5 hits. Fort Laramie, 1 run, 6 hits. Runners at first and third. Thomas Hoing at first. Infield back in the middle at double play depth. Up on the corners for Minster. Pitch by Wiss. Yes, a strike, a two-seamer. Oh, it slid right over the outside corner. Good spot for Wiss. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Knopf at third, Hoing at first for Fort Laramie. Curveball blooped in the air. Second baseman ranging to his left. Bears got it. Back edge of the dirt for Minster. That's a big out. Ball was fisted. It got in on the hands of Gubo. Couldn't get it out over the infield. Hustle play by Bear at second for Minster. As he faded back to his left in the hole between first and second and snatched it. Pop out to the second baseman. And here's Dylan Meyer, clutch situation for Fort Laramie. Two away, runners at the corners. Pitch to the plate, inside missed, a ball. Boy, the Redskins have left men on in a bushel basket full here in this game so far. Two runners aboard here. Left him loaded in the first. Left at least two on in the second. Uh-oh. Here's a long clap of Dylan Meyer. He gets a hold of one, and he barrels it to deep left. The left fielder going back and back. He can't get to it. And a run scores for Fort Loramie. And the runner at first base zips around to third on a ringing two-bagger by Dylan Meyer to deep left. Boy, he got into one. The wind was not in his favor. But he shot it well over the head of Rylan Edwards in left for Minster. Big two-base hit by Meyer. Hardest hit ball of this game. And it's a 3-2 contest. Seven hits now for Fort Loramie. Runners at second and third for Jace Ruhenkamp. This Fort Loramie team, like so many clubs in the area, partly because of the weather, started the season slowly at the plate, but Fort Loramie is rounding into form offensively. There's a three-quarter swing, ground ball to third. Third baseman can't field it. It bounces away from him. It goes to deep short. Tying run scores. Infield single. Bad hop by Niemeyer. It shot through him. Might have gone under the left arm. It took a crooked bounce right where the grass meets the dirt. Ruhenkamp gets credit for an infield single, and it's a 3-3 game. How about that? Good heads-up play by Schwederman at short as he stopped that ball from going into shallow left, or perhaps two runs would have scored. The Fort Loramie runner at second halted at third. Runners on the corners for the Redskins. That ball took a crazy last bounce in front of Niemeyer at third. It looked like he had a bead on it, was going to make the play, but the ball landed in the cut right where the dirt hits the grass, and it skidded away from him. Play was made deep in the hole at short. Run scored. Runners at first and third for Fort Loramie were tied up at three, and it's two balls and a strike on Lewis Hart, who whiffs at a high fastball, and the count goes to 2-2. We're tied up at three. Two balls, two strikes, two out for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-3 contest. The pitch by Wiss. Upstairs, ball three, 3-2. The runners will be off and running. They'll get a head start. A gapper should score the runner from first. Here's Wiss's 3-2 pitch with two aboard. Long high hold by the Minster hurler. Still hesitating. Lengthiest hold in the stretch position I think I've ever seen. Oh, it's a wild pitch to the plate. It gets away. Here is the Fort Loramie runner coming home. Here's the throw by the catcher to Wiss covering, and the man is safe at the plate. And the runner for Fort Loramie on first is nailed, trying to hustle all the way around to third. Minster alertly caught him at third. But Fort Loramie scored three in the frame. We go to the fifth, 4-3 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face, and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
Deja vu of sorts for Fort Loramie, which won the game last night over Rushi on a ball four wild pitch. Only run of the game, Fort Loramie beat Rushi 1-0. And here, just a moment ago, Fort Loramie tallied its fourth run on a wild pitch by Minster with a man on third. He scored. Close play at the plate. There was an out recorded on the back end of that play as the Fort Loramie base runner at first had tried to dash all the way around second to third, and he was alertly thrown out by Minster. But Fort Loramie has fought back a three-run fourth to lead in this game 4-3. First batter for Minster here in the top of the fifth. It's a short fly to left. It's off the bat of Ryland Edwards, and it's caught by Hoying of Fort Loramie, and there is one down for Minster in the top of the fifth frame. Redskins are leading 4-3. Ian Holman steps in, and the plate umpire has retrieved the ball and walked it to Gubo on the mound. The count is strike on the batter. I think a foul ball off Dylan Meyer occurred, and the plate umpire enabled Dylan to get a little respite. Plate ump hand carried the baseball to Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Minster swings. Holman with a big drive to right center field. Way back, 300-plus from home plate. It's on the ground, rolling to the fence. Running it down, Barhorse for Fort Loramie. Holman standing at second as he has just pummeled a double in the gap to right center. A prodigious poke. Boy, he and Dylan Meyer in this inning for the two teams have drilled long clouts. One over the head of the left fielder by Meyer. Here, Holman drives one to deep right center. 4-3 game, Fort Loramie. That lead is in jeopardy. Here's a low pitch by Gubo to the plate. Noah Schwederman hitting. One down for Minster, top of the fifth. Schwederman a single and a ground ball DP. This game attracting a lot of viewers. We see lawn chairs from across the street and left. That pitch is off the outside corner at the knees. Gubo down 2-0 to Schwederman. The Fort Loramie policeman has stopped to take a view of this game. He's beyond the left field foul pole. We've got lawn chairs down the right field line in the backyard of some folks. And beyond the fence in the parking lot down the left field line, plus a very good crowd filling the bleachers behind home plate here at Fort Loramie. And the count goes to 3-0 on Schwederman. There is no activity in the Fort Loramie bullpen. 3-0 pitch by Gubo. Is the batter cutting? If it's good, it's high. And he takes. 2 men aboard. Two aboard for Minster. Caleb Kaus from the left side. He's lined to third and walked. That was the fourth base on balls delivered by Gubo in this game. Two aboard for Minster. Fort Loramie's got the lead by a run, having scored three in the bottom of the fourth to overtake Minster, which had led 3-1. Strike one called here to Caleb Kaus. Hart is fairly even with the bag at third. Infield shading toward the second base bag, middle of the diamond. Kaus will be hard to double on a grounder. He swings from the left side with good wheels. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Dylan Meyer behind home. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing and two on Kaus. Fort Loramie 4, Minster 3. But two nights in a row here on Scores, broadcast.com Excellent ball games. Another thriller here tonight, just like last evening. Pitch to the plate. Just tying away a ball. One ball, two strikes on Kaus. On deck, Connor Schmiesing for Minster. Now the third baseman, Hart, for Fort Loramie, retreats a couple of steps. Outfield is in for Kaus. Good contact hitter. Not major power. Handle hit foul over the Minster dugout. Still a ball, two strikes, one and two. Keep abreast of the scores broadcast.com website over the next several days. We'll have a district semifinal and district final tournament schedule for you posted. Light activity next week as the tournament starts. 1-2 pitch by Gubo, foul to the screen. Some action next week as sectional slash district play begins. We'll be out and about the following week for sure, eyeballing district semifinals and finals. Could be a light coverage week next week. But keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com, for the updated schedule. 1-2 pitch to Kaus is low. It bounces to the plate. Very good stop by Dylan Meyer. He prevents a wild pitch. And it's 2-2. One out for Minster. Top of the inning. We are in the fifth. Fort Loramie leads 4-3. Two balls, two strikes. Gubo to Kaus, who swings, hits a chopper to short. Bornhorst fields, force at second, late throw to first. Good speed from Kaus. Ball not hit sharply enough. Loramie does get an out in the middle of the diamond. Retired is Schwederman at second. As Kaus bounces into the force, 6-4. And here's Connor Schmiesing, right-hand batter, runners at first and third. Let's see if Minster's got something going here with Kaus at first base. Might he try to take second and invite a throw? Runner at third for Minster. Oh, bouncing ball gets away from the catcher. Meyer rolls to the backstop. Here's a run for Minster. We're tied at four. Runner at first for the Wildcats. Trots on down to second. Well, the fourth run for both teams, the result of a wild pitch. Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. Minster here, top of the fifth. We are tied at four. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Schmiesing. Caleb Kaus out at second. Pitch to Schmiesing upstairs. Ball two. Don't have the official pitch count for Gubo for Fort Loramie, but he's got to be well over 80, pushing 90, I would say. Been a bunch of base traffic for both teams. Gubo throws high, appears to be fatiguing a little bit. It's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Two out for Minster here in the top of the fifth inning. Ian Homan clouded a long one-out double here in this frame to get the party started for Minster. And here's a base on balls. So it's Kaus at second, Schmiesing at first. And here is the top of the order for Minster, Dylan Heitkamp. Discussion on the mound. Meyer, the catcher for Fort Loramie and Gubo. Well, these two teams hit their stride in terms of starting to reel off games played as the weather in May warms up. Less frequent rain. And what takes a hit? The pitching staffs on both clubs. Both teams working through pitching here today. Gubo, after the mound conference with catcher Dylan Meyer, toes the rubber. Two on, two out. Pitch to Heitkamp. Dangerous hitter. High for a ball. Heitkamp, a single. A fly out to center. A pop to second. And here comes Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie. He'll make a change. Right fielders coming into the mound. Two down for Minster here in the top of the fifth inning. A ball, no strikes on the batter. 4-4 tie here on scores.broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Well, Spencer Knopf is on the bump coming in from right field for Fort Loramie. And according to my stats, and they may be incomplete, he has not pitched this year. Brandon, we went from second to right field. I believe it's Zach Dews, who's now at second base. And Knopf inherits 2 base runners and a 1-ball count. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. As he pumps a pitch in there, out of the strike zone, wide. Runners at first and second for Minster. Dylan Heitkamp at the plate. The pitch by Knopf is swung on and clubbed high and deep to left center field. Left fielder Thomas Hoying, he is going back. He turns and grabs the ball. Nice play by Hoying. He tracked a long fly ball off the bat of Heitkamp for Minster. Boy, had the wind been blowing out or no wind at all, that ball might have been in there for extra bases. But Hoying makes the play. Inning over for Minster. Knopf comes in to get the final out on the bump for Fort Loramie. A run plated by the Wildcats, who've tied it at 4. We go to the bottom of the 5th on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is a 4-4 tie. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Wildcats 4, Redskins 4. I'd like to let you know that we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 different companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in very large volumes and work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster. Here in Minster and Auglaize County for nearly 50 years, and one of many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. Fox Supply in Minster, thank you so much. Fort Loramie batting in the bottom of the fifth. Heavy cloud cover here now at Fort Loramie. Wind is probably up to 30 miles an hour. It is really zooming in from the southwest, from beyond the left center field fence here at Fort Loramie. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the Redskins' first hitter. New pitcher on the bump for Minster, and it's a foul tip at the plate by Fort Loramie into the mitt of the catcher off the bat of Gabe Hart, and then it came out of Heitkamp's glove. Here is the two-strike delivery, grounded hard to short, roaming to his left, Schwederman. He can't make the play. It's into center. The ball scooted just beyond the tip end of Schwederman's glove. Ground ball single to center by Hart of Fort Loramie. He had been batting in the bottom of the fourth when the wild pitch occurred. Run scored at the plate. On that play, Fort Loramie had a runner tagged out at third, so Hart came back to the plate to start the inning. He's aboard. There's a flare to short right field. It is off the bat of Gabe Hart, and it's in for a single, or I should say Brandewee, as it dropped right in front of the right fielder beyond the outstretched glove of Bear, the second baseman. Two aboard here for Fort Loramie. No, Minster gunned the ball into second and got the force out. I dropped my head. Very alert play by Minster. Fort Loramie thought there was a chance the ball might be caught in the shallow right field. Alert play by Minster, which did get the runner at second. Here's Knopf hitting now. So it was a Gabe Hart who got the single. Brandewee the blooper to right. Unfortunately for him, it'll go down as a force out and not a base hit. As the play goes from 9-6, the right fielder of Minster, Kaust, to Schwederman at second. Very alert play. Key defensive play in this game right there. Otherwise, Fort Loramie's got two on and none out. Now a runner at first and one gone. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 enough. Who's come in to relieve on the mound for Fort Loramie in this game. It's a 4-4 tie. Knopf takes a strike. It's hummed right in there. Beautiful pitch. Jace Hemmelgarn, a junior, throwing here now for Minster. Hemmelgarn on the bump. Throws a sidewinding pitch down below the knees. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two out for Fort Loramie here in the inning. Two down for the Redskins. And here's Cole Barhorst, runner at first. Bring it away. Let's see if he might be moving. Let's see if he might be going here. Here is a bunt by Barhorst. He's got good speed. Heitkamp pounces on it quickly, and he shoots a throw to first base out at first. Well done. Nice play by Minster. Wildcats come up big defensively as it was Heitkamp to Holman. Heitkamp robbing Barhorst of a bunt single. He laid one down neatly, a good 12 feet out in front of home. Nifty maneuver by the quick-footed Heitkamp. He shot a throw to Holman. Loramie's out here in the inning. And we advance on to the sixth. We're tied at four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Make a note, a very big play defensively produced by Minster there in the bottom of the fifth inning. A single off the bat of Fort Loramie, or what appeared to be a single with a runner at first, perfectly placed in short right beyond the second baseman in front of the right fielder, was turned into a force out at second as the Redskin base runner simply could not get a head start, thinking the ball might be caught. Force out at second, and that stalled the rally for Fort Loramie, which didn't score. And we have remained tied at four. Sixth inning, Spencer Knopf on the bump. Very seldom, if at all, used pitchers. Now a big part in this game. Hemelgarn for Minster, Knopf for Fort Loramie. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Reese Baer, who steps in from the left side for Minster. Two walks and a ground out to second. Baer swings against the wind. He flies it to center field. It is Barhorst who started back. Now he comes in. He grabs it for the out. You hit it to center field. It's like a wall of wind just flattens it, knocks it down as it happened right there. It seemed like Baer stung it off the bat, but he's retired easily. And here's Louis Magoteau. Knopf swinging into action, a high curve, ball one. We're in the sixth, tied at four. Both teams played one-run games yesterday. Minster, a hard luck loser to Lincoln View, and Fort Loramie nipped Rushi one zip. The Minster-Lincoln View score was 5-4. Minster lost late last week to Coldwater, one zip. Magoteau threw a no-hitter. Unearned run beat him. 3-0, three balls, no strikes. 3-0 on Magoteau here, who's way ahead in the count. Knopf needs a strike. Doesn't get it. It's in at the chest. Ball four. Magoteau's aboard. Fort Loramie pitching. Walked a batter in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, another one here in the sixth. Those base on balls will get you beat sooner or later. Four runs, eight hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Four runs, six hits, one miscue for Minster. We're tied at four, top of the sixth. And here is James Niemeyer, a runner aboard for Minster. Niemeyer hitting over 300, batch from the right side. Waved that bat back and forth. Turns and yanks the ball foul. Down into the bullpen for Minster along the fence, left side. No balls to strike, nothing in one on Niemeyer. Game deadlocked at four apiece, top of the sixth. Go-ahead run for Minster at first. Pitch to Niemeyer. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Play made at second, but Dews laterals to his shortstop coming across the bag. Out there, relay to first late. And Minster has one on with two down. 4-4 tie. And stepping in now, Rylan Edwards for Minster. Last play went from 4-6, a forced out at second base. Now Niemeyer aboard. Edwards would like to get a hold of one and put one in the alley to score Niemeyer and break this tie. Knopf pitches upstairs for a ball. 1-0. A ball, no strikes on Edwards. Knopf looks at Niemeyer, not going. Ball two up and in, 2-1. Top of the sixth inning, Minster 4, Fort Loramie 4. Runner on for the Wildcats, 2 down. Spencer Knopf in the stretch. And there goes Niemeyer, pitch upstairs. Throw to second, I think, is in time. Yes, it is. Great throw by Meyer. Fine tag in the middle of the diamond by Bornhorst. Out recorded. It was going to be ball three. Pitch was out of the zone. It was up. Good pitch for Meyer to throw on down to second, and he nails Niemeyer. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie aiming to break the tie. We're even up at 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, it's Jack Kramer from scoresbroadcast.com. For the Rushi Inn, do not search for the best morning breakfast any longer, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6 a.m. at the Rushi Inn and breakfast at 6:30 at the Rushi Inn until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and from 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Just a reminder, all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab to order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main. The popular inn thing for great food out. The Rushi Inn.
The Fort Loramie Redskins try to break this deadlock. We are even up at 4, bottom of the sixth inning. Typical Minster Fort Loramie contest, back and forth, a few ties. Game is close late. Often decided sixth, seventh inning. That could be the case here tonight. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on the first batter for Fort Loramie. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it is Bornhorst. The count on him is 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. This game now belongs to substitute pitchers who don't throw much, if at all. Knopf for Fort Loramie, Hemmelgarn for Minster. And Hemmelgarn whips a two-seamer in there at the knees. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Here's the windup, pitch to the plate in the dirt, 3-1. Fort Loramie tries to get a runner aboard here in the bottom of the sixth. 3 balls, 1 strike, 3-1. 4 runs, 8 hits for Fort Loramie. 4-6 for Minster, each team with an error. Foul ball, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 here. 3-2 delivery coming plateward by Hemmelgarn. Swing and a miss. Strikeout swinging. My mistake, it wasn't the end of the Fort Loramie batting order. We were at the top with the Thomas Hoing striking out. It was not Bornhorst, it was Thomas Hoing who K's to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Very good pitch by Hemmelgarn. It looked like that ball had some sink on it, and Hoing hit over the top. He's retired. Stepping in there now for Fort Loramie, Zach Dews, the second baseman, junior. He bunts back toward the mound. The third baseman didn't have to feel it. The pitcher got to it quickly and fired to first, out at first base. Dews is retired. He tried to bunt for a single. Didn't get it wide enough of the pitcher. Well, if he forces Niemeyer to make the play, Dews might have something cooking. But he is nailed at first, out on the bunt attempt. And back to Dylan Meyer, who's got a single, a double. Here it's a hard ground ball to short. It's deep in the hole. Shortstop for Minster Fields. It's Schwederman. Long throw from there, high at first base. Runner stays put. Ball bounds off the dugout wall. That's an infield hit. Ground ball to deep short off the bat of Meyer for Fort Loramie. He is aboard for the third time in this game. How about that? So Fort Loramie has a runner at first in the person of Meyer. And here's Jace Ruhenkamp. One on, two out for the Redskins. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch a little up, a ball to Ruhenkamp. He's singled, flown to right, grounded into a force at second. Tied up at four, bottom of the sixth. What a day for Dylan Meyer. He's got the edge on our Clancy star of this game for the Redskins. Three hits for him. The count, two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Ruhenkamp. Leading at first is Meyer. He's not going. That pitch is in there at the knees on the outside corner is Hemmelgarn for Minster. Busted a fastball in there. And the hitter for the Redskins looked it over, took it. It's 2-1. Hemmelgarn again, fouled to the screen, and it's 2-2. 2-2 on Ruhenkamp. Redskins with the go-ahead run at first. Two away, bottom of the sixth. Hemmelgarn straddles the rubber and out toes it. Looks at first. He comes plateward. Way wide, almost a wild pitch. Good save by Heitkamp, the catcher for the Wildcats. Superb defensive play by him. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2, two out. Runner on first is going on this delivery to the plate. The pitch to Ruhenkamp. Oh, he had to hop away from a pitch at the knees. He's aboard Fort Loramie with the go-ahead run at second. Here's Lewis Hart. Hart's got a single to his credit so far in this game. On base as well, thanks to a walk. Fort Loramie threatening with two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Hemmelgarn to Hart. He cuts right through it for strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Hart. Wind blowing in hard. We're covered in clouds here at Fort Loramie. No shadows at the moment. Some weather coming from the west-southwest, we understand. Skies have darkened in that direction severely. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hart. Pitch to the plate. Hemmelgarn's two-seamer off the corner. No, it's a ball, 2-1. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Better speed out there in the middle of the diamond at second base. High fastball, Hart can't find it. Hefty cut, no dice, two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Big time swing, couldn't get a piece of it. Let's see what Hemmelgarn throws here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hemmelgarn to Hart. Ball driven by Hart into short center field. Center fielder back now in. Schmiesing is there. He's got it. Looked for an instant like it might fall in front of him as Schmiesing retreated initially and then came on hard to pick it off. And the inning is over as Minster snuffs out the Fort Loramie rally in the sixth. Seventh inning upcoming. Minster 4, Fort Loramie 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is inning number 7 here at Fort Loramie. Redskins and Wildcats are all even. It's a 4-4 stalemate. The game in the hands of Spencer Knopf on the bump for Fort Loramie. Jace Hemmelgarn pitching now for Minster. Starters were Gubo and Wiss. Neither one pitched poorly. There was a lot of traffic on the bases. They perhaps just didn't throw enough strikes. Did walk a few. Minster led 2-0. Fort Loramie scored a run bottom of the second, made it 2-1. In the fourth inning, Minster got a run, Fort Loramie 3. And then Minster came back to tie it with a run in the fifth. We're now in the top of the seventh. It is a 4-4 deadlock. It is Knopf on the mound for Fort Loramie. The count 2-0 on the Minster batter who fouls in the dirt at home plate, and it's 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1. Edwards was hitting when the out-stealing at second of Niemeyer occurred to close out the previous frame. Knopf throws this one behind the head of the hitter, way out of the strike zone, 3-1. Boy, you can ill afford to put the first man on here in the top of the seventh. Knopf needs a strike. 3-1 pitch here to Edwards. Knopf comes plateward, and Edwards is way out in front of a curveball. Whiffed it. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Big offering here from Knopf. Infield very deep at short for Fort Loramie. Outfield around to the left for Edwards, who swings, bloops it in the air along the left field line. It is hooking foul into the bullpen. Hitter made a bid for a bloop single to the left side of the diamond beyond third. It fell foul. 3-2 count resumes. Skies continue to get grayer and grayer here at Fort Loramie. Rain expected later tonight. Shouldn't have any trouble getting this contest in. 3-2 pitch. Knopf to Edwards. It is a little high. It's ball four. That's a big base on balls right there. Here's Ian Holman up. Let's see what the Wildcats have got in store for Fort Loramie's defense. Edwards, good speed. Holman at the plate. Fine RBI man. Single, double, base on balls for Holman in this contest. Knopf to Holman. He squares to bunt. Bunts right through it. Fake throw to first. It's a strike on the batter. Nothing and one on Holman. He's had clutch hits. He's produced ribbies for this team all spring. Two more hits here again tonight for Holman of Minster. Six hits for the Wildcats. Eight now for Fort Loramie. A runner at first. Let's see if Edwards is going. Niemeyer was picked off at second trying to steal. That closed out the sixth. Holman looks at a strike. A good fastball by Knopf. Above the knees on the inside black. Right on the corner. Nothing in two. Runner at first for Minster. No one out. Top of the seventh. We're tied up at four. Holman out of the box. Steps back in. Two-strike delivery from Knopf. Does he waste one? He throws a curve in there, bounced, one big hop to Dews at second, flips to short, relay to first, high and wide. Runner is there. Force out at second, goes from four to six. Good throw at first, was going to make it mighty close. I think that Holman might have had a shot at beating it. Tough to tell. Good play at second, but Dews, as he got to that ball after one big hop, which landed on his shoe tops, he made the play with the mitt, got the force out started. Relay to first off the mark was going to be nip and tuck there anyway. One down for Minster here in the top of the seventh. Noah Schwederman fouls a grounder back to the screen. Nothing and one on him. Deep into the left for Schwederman. Short, left and center. Behind the bag at third is Hart for Fort Loramie. Let's see if Holman might be going off in the stretch. The pitch, ball line to right, down the line, twisting, curling, foul into the bullpen. The count, no balls and two strikes, nothing and two on Schwederman, who singled, walked, and cracked into a double play. Bornhorst made that fielding gem near the second base bag, touched second, flipped to first. That's how that double play started when the hitter was at bat for Minster back in the third inning. Schwederman, count here, nothing and two. One down for Minster. Top of the seventh, we're even up at four. Typical Minster-Fort Loramie back-and-forth game. Always a tight one, a thriller right to the end. Down to the wire we go once more. We're in the seventh, tied up at four. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad you could join us. Great game tonight, just like last evening as well. Pitch by Knopf, swung on, bounced to short. Going to be a force out at second. Return throw late. Another force. This one 6-4. And now Caleb Kaus hits. A runner at first, two away. Minster, top of the seventh inning. Middle of the diamond for Fort Loramie getting a workout. Dews and Bornhorst, two away for Minster. Top of the seventh frame. Still a runner at first for the Wildcats. Minster began the inning with a walk by Edwards. Two straight forces at second. Pitch to Kaus outside for a ball. I think there might be a chance. Schwederman is taking off. A ball, no strikes on Schwederman, the runner at first for Minster. Knopf to Kaus. Strike, curveball, low inside corner. Yep. A ball, a strike, one and one. Spot on with that pitch was Knopf of Fort Loramie. Two down, Minster, top of the seventh. The ball, a strike on the hitter. A runner at first. We are even at four. Knopf steps off the rubber. Kaus out of the box at the plate. Kaus out on a pop-up to second in this game. A walk plus a sack bunt. Oh, my mistake. That's Connor Schmiesing's line in this game. Pitch to the batter is a strike to Kaus. Two-seamer right down the middle, just above the knees. Another fine delivery by Knopf, who's ahead one and two. Kaus was out on a line drive to third to end the first, walked, and bounced into a force two innings ago. There's a ball nubbed to third. Hart infields on the grass. Nice throw to Ruhenkamp at first. Yes, an out. Good play, Hart. Nice stretch, Ruhenkamp. Good relief pitching by Knopf. We go to the bottom of the seventh. We are stuck at four. Redskins four, Wildcats four. Bottom of the seventh inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yep. That's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Oh, thanks so much to Barker Insurance, which has served the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years. It's earned a reputation second to none, and for many years in a row now, Barker has been among the top few most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, south of Anna. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. 937-492-1857. One ball, one strike, one and one the count on the Fort Loramie initial batter here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It should be Gabe Hart in the box. He's been out on a roller to the catcher so far in this game. Also a fly out to center and a single. Here he pops in the air to the second baseman. It's going to be a routine play for Reese Baer for Minster. Under it, snags it, and out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at four. Stepping in now is hitter from the right side, Brandewee for Fort Loramie. He steps in. Strike called by Himmelgarn. He and Knopf looking good, coming in relief, throwing BBs. Gubo and Wiss started for the two teams, Fort Loramie and Minster, respectively, and they gave good accounts of themselves on the bump. They pitched fine, just had to throw too many pitches. There were some bases on balls, a lot of traffic. Here's a ball spiked to center on a line, well hit, but right in the tracks of the center fielder. The ball was stung, but into the lap of the center fielder for the Minster Wildcats. Schmiesing was positioned just perfectly for Brandewee. He put a charge into it, but it's an out. Ball hit well. Spencer Knopf, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, is at the plate. He looks at one low and away for a ball. Wind is howling into our headset. You can probably hear it blowing stiffly in from center field here at Fort Loramie. Knopf looks at a pitch on the inside corner. He stepped away. He thought it was tight. Umpire said, it's on the edge. A ball, a strike. Himmelgarn again, foul to the right, and it's one and two. Well, we're one out away from going to extras the eighth inning. Neither team has activity in the bullpen. Right now the game belongs to Himmelgarn for Minster, Knopf for Fort Loramie. Himmelgarn's curve is chopped on two bounces to Niemeyer at third. It goes off the heel of his mitt and goes beyond the infield into very shallow left. Ball covered up by Schwederman, the Minster shortstop. That'll be an E6. Knopf aboard with two down here in the bottom of the seventh. And stepping in now for the Fort Loramie Redskins, not sure if that's a pinch hitter or not. We're going to check and see who is the official batter at the plate for Fort Loramie. We've got Carson Arnold stepping up to bat. Carson, a good year at the plate. Looks at a pitch low and away for a ball. Carson Arnold didn't get the start. coming in off the bench late in this game. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. A lead for Knopf at first. Low and away, ball two. The official score did give Niemeyer an error on that ground ball to third. Two miscues now for Minster. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Arnold. Fouled away behind home, 2-1. If you've just tuned in, we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at 4. Minster had a 2-0 lead, then a 3-1 lead. Fort Loramie scored 3 to take the lead. Minster rallied to tie it at 4. There's a ball hummed down the left field line, and it is fair. About 2 feet fair, a line drive. Left fielder was shading that way. Edwards for Minster hustles over, scoops it up, shoots it back to the diamond, and that's a big double, or I should say a big single for Arnold as he banged one to left. He tagged it. Good clean hit, landed just fair. Fine play, left fielder for Minster, who dashed to the foul line and hustled that ball back into the diamond. So Fort Loramie's got the winning run at second. 2 on. Knopf safe on the error. Arnold, the long single to left. Head coach Mike Wiss comes to the mound for Minster. We're tied at 4. 2 down, 2 on, bottom of the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins aim to walk it off here in the bottom of the seventh. Home team needs a base hit here from Thomas Hoying. 2 down, bottom of the seventh inning, Fort Loramie with runners at first and second. We are tied up at 4, 4 apiece. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Outfield for Minster, sneaking in, trying to stop the single, trying to catch it before it lights on the ground. Fouled away by Hoying on the first pitch. Hemmelgarn on the bump for Minster. 2 on for Fort Loramie, 2 away, bottom of the seventh. Hemmelgarn pitching to Thomas Hoying. Big hole left side of the diamond in that 5-6 gap. Ball tapped foul behind home to the screen. And Hoying is down, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, 0-2 on Hoying. Bottom of the seventh inning, even up at 4. Minster and Fort Loramie in a great game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. 2-2 pitch to Hoying, wide, just missed. Good eye by Hoying. Looked like a two-seamer from Hemmelgarn just off the plate. Two strikes and a ball. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Hemmelgarn to Hoying. There's a two-seamer again. Same location, just off the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on the hitter. Two out for Fort Loramie. Winning run at second base. Pitch to Hoying. Oh, it's behind him, and the runners move up. A base hit, an error, a wild pitch. Any of those things wins the game for Fort Loramie now. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Hoying. Two out, bottom of the seventh. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie. Hoying has walked twice, struck out twice. Conference at the mound. Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Himmelgarn winding, pitching to Hoing, fouled away to the right. It's still 3-2 with two out. Runners will be going. Although on a drop third strike, if you're the runner on third, you don't want to run into an out at the plate. Himmelgarn pitches. Hoing hangs tough and fouls it away again. Entertaining finish to this game. Oh, it is down to the wire. A photo finish. Great conclusion. Bottom of the seventh, tied at four. Fort Laramie tries to walk it off. The pitch to Hoing from Himmelgarn. Bouncing ball foul outside of third. Niemeyer fields 4 or 5 feet in foul territory. Himmelgarn back to the bump. He steps onto the hill. Retoes the rubber for Thomas Hoing of Fort Laramie. Bases full. Outfield in. They want to catch that short line drive. Himmelgarn pitches high. He walked him. Bases loaded for the Redskins. Nowhere to put the next hitter for Fort Laramie. Nowhere to put Gubo, who started the game on the bump. He had two singles. His first two trips to the plate did Sammy Gubo. Out on a pop-up to second. His third time up. And then bunted in his fourth trip. He fouls one away to start this at bat. Winning run at third for Fort Laramie. Pitch to Gubo upstairs. A ball, a strike. Minster can ill afford a base on balls. That would end the game. Heitkamp at home has got to secure every pitch. 1-1 delivery. Ball two upstairs. 2-1 as I clear my throat. Excuse me. 1-2 on the batter for Fort Laramie. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded. Himmelgarn throws low. It was a two-seamer downstairs. It was ankle high. 3-1 offering upcoming to Sammy Gubo. A ball four ends the game. The pitch at the plate is a strike on the inside corner. Gubo looked it over, tried to bait the umpire into a ball four. Umpire said, I'm having nothing to do with that. It was in. 3-2 pitch on the way. Fouled. Woo! Oh, my goodness. So exciting. I am getting choked up. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to second. Out at first. And the inning is over. Well, a rough seventh inning for Jack Kramer. On the 3-2 pitch, the hitter for Fort Laramie, Sammy Gubo, hit a ground ball to the second baseman, Reese Bear with a nifty play, and that's how the seventh concludes. 4-4 tie. We go to the eighth. We're still deadlocked on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, the Redskins were unable to walk it off in the bottom of the seventh. Oh, it was close, exciting. A nip and tuck, photo finish. Fort Loramie, after two out, loaded the bases, and the count went to 3-2. And the ball was grounded to second, and here Minster starts the top of the eighth with a line drive single to center field. Nice base hit by the Wildcats. Ball ripped right back through the middle. Connor Schmiesing singles. He is aboard at first. He's got good speed. Bottom of the seventh inning was so exciting, I got choked up big time. And the inning finished with Fort Loramie's Thomas Hoying grounding out to Reese Bear at second. Spencer Knopf on the bump for Fort Loramie. Throws to first, and you can bet Schmiesing is going to try to advance to second on a steal attempt. Good contact hitter at the plate in Dylan Heitkamp. Excellent hitter, in fact. He's pushed his average up to around 400 a few times this year. He looks at ball one, 1-0 on Heitkamp. Top of the eighth inning. Here's a pitch wide, ball two. So Knopf is behind in the count. Getting interesting. Boy, that was a tension-packed bottom of the seventh inning. Give all the credit in the world to Jace Hemmelgarn on the mound for Minster, as he continued to throw strikes. In fact, he was down in the count 3-1 to Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie there in the bottom of the seventh inning. And he threw a strike on the inside corner. And then there was a foul ball and then a ground out to second. Give Hemmelgarn credit for not buckling. The count is 3-0 here on the batter for Minster, who takes a fastball off the plate outside. He's aboard. Minster's got two on, and you can bet a bunt is in order now. A single by Schmiesing into center, and then a walk by Dylan Heitkamp. Here is second baseman Reese Bear batting. Very good contact hitter is Bear. He steps in from the left side. Now the infield for Fort Loramie is up at first, not at third. The pitch to Bear, bunts it to the mound, fielded by Knopf. He throws to first, might have had a chance at third, flips it on to the second baseman covering. Brandewies back in the middle of the diamond now for Fort Loramie. He catches the throw, out recorded. Minster now with two on at second and third, with one out and a fly ball deep enough, produces a run. Sack bunt for Bear of Minster. Two walks, a sack bunt for him today. A fly out to center, a ground out to second. Here is Lewis Magoteau, very good hitter, plus 300 on the campaign. And Fort Loramie's got no choice but to play way in on the diamond. All four infielders on the grass. Runners at second and third after the sack bunt. And there's a ball clouded through the drawn in infield, pass short into center, and Minster scores twice. Lewis Magoteau shoots a single through the diamond. Had the infield been back at normal depth, I still think that ball snakes its way through into center field. It was hit very sharply by Lewis Magoteau. Two-run single, Magoteau, clutch hit for him. Critical base hit with runners at second and third, and one down in the eighth. Magoteau comes through. Here is the pitch to Niemeyer upstairs for a ball. Well, hopefully I don't get choked up anymore, and I can bring you the final several outs of this game loud and clear. It is 6-4 Minster, top of the eighth, up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Niemeyer. who so far in this game has bounced to second, bounced to short, struck out, been hit by a pitch. There's a strike at the letters on Niemeyer. Minster has scored twice here in the eighth to lead 6-4. Minster led 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, went down 4-3, had to tie it at 4, and now Minster has inched in front. Foul ball by Niemeyer into the batting cage along the right field line. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Niemeyer. Magoteau at first for Minster with one away in the eighth. Pitch to Niemeyer is chopped to third. Hart gets a glove on it. Oh, he dropped it. Error, third baseman, Fort Loramie. Inning stays alive for Minster. Niemeyer made an error in the bottom of the seventh inning when Fort Loramie was hitting. Well, here, Niemeyer gets aboard thanks to the error by Hart. Still just one out in this inning. First and second for Minster, which leads 6-4. There's a ball blooped in the air to short right field. It's not called an infield fly because the second baseman, Brandewey, has to angle toward the line with his back turned to the diamond. It's not a real easy play, but he makes it look pretty easy. Nice effort by Brandewey. Good catch. Fair territory in the grass behind first. And he turns quickly. The runners stay put at first and second. Two away for Minster. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Minster's gone ahead 6-4. A two-run single to center off the bat of Magoteau. When extras, when the opposition gets a runner to third on you, and you got to play with the infield in, it's Russian roulette. You hope the ball is hit right at an infielder, and that ball wrapped through the middle of a Magoteau was hit sharply, and it was at no one. No one was in line to make the play on it. Magoteau drove it right through the diamond. Clean base hit by him to put Minster on top 6-4. What a game. It has been an excellent contest thanks to the weather, which has cooperated, although I think it's approaching from the southwest. But we've had a lengthy contest here tonight and a good one. Swing and a miss at the plate by the hitter Rylan Edwards for Minster. Two on, two out, two strikes on Edwards. Two-run lead now for Minster. Knopf into the stretch. Pitches low and away to Edwards. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Excellent ball game started by Wiss for Minster and Magubo for Fort Loramie. Neither one the aces of the staffs. Each pitched well. A lot of traffic on the bases in this game. Long high fly ball foul right field line out of play, and it's still a ball and two strikes. 1-2 in the batter Edwards for Minster, which has played it two runs here in the eighth inning. Minster in the lead 6-4. Two-run single by Lewis Magoteau right back through the middle. Infield was drawn in before Loramie. Redskins had to bring the infield in. Runner was at third. Magoteau took advantage and spanked one right back through the diamond. Pitch to Edwards inside, 2-2. Knopf and Hemelgarn in relief of starters. Runners at first and second for Minster, which has already scored a couple. Two balls, two strikes, two out, off to the plate. Low and outside, curveball, it's full. And the runners will be going. A single scores the man from second. Right, center, left, very deep for Fort Loramie on Edwards. Excellent hitter at the plate. 3-2 pitch upcoming from Knopf with two down in the eighth inning. It's up and in, and he has walked, and the bases are full for Minster, which aims to score more. Here comes Ian Holman, single, double, walk, and a force out at second base on a ground ball to the second baseman. Holman officially in this game, 2-for-3, single, two-bagger. base hit here by Holman could stretch this lead to 3 or 4. 6-4 lead, Minster, top of the eighth. Pitch to Holman is a throw to the plate by the hurler, and it's just above the letters for a ball. And here comes Jeff Sanders, coach for Fort Loramie, to the mound. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on the hitter, no place to put him. 2-run lead, Minster. Top of the eighth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Plaza for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Plaza in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Here is a 2-ball, no strike pitch to Schwederman of Minster with the bases full, 2 runs in, top of the eighth inning, and he cracks a hard ground ball to second. Brandewee right in front for Fort Loramie. He gobbles it up and throws to first, out recorded, but Minster's done damage. Wildcats play to pair. We head to the bottom of the eighth, extras here at Fort Loramie. 6-4 Wildcats on Scores Broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The batter here for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the eighth inning is Dylan Meyer. I may have erred a moment ago and said Thomas Hoing hit the ground ball out with the bases full for the Redskins in the bottom of the seventh. It was Sammy Gubo, because Dylan Meyer leads it off here in the bottom of the eighth with Minster in front by a score of 6-4. Minster plated 2, top of the eighth. 2-run single with runners at second and third off the bat of Lewis Magato, and the count is 2-0 here on Meyer for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the eighth inning. It has been the typical Fort Loramie-Minster baseball classic, 3-0 on Meyer as he tries to work a walk and get aboard. Hemelgarn throwing well in relief on the mound for Minster. He rolls into action, and he pitches one on the outside edge for a strike, 3-1. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1 on Meyer. Redskins finish the bottom of the seventh. Bases full, 3-1 count with Gubo at the plate. Hemelgarn threw a strike. I think there was a foul ball. And then a Gubo ground out to second as Hemelgarn reeled off the hook. Redskins couldn't walk it off in the bottom of the seventh. And then a two-run hit by Minster in the top of the eighth inning. And here's a base on balls. Ball four to Meyer. He is aboard in the bottom of the eighth for Fort Loramie. Stepping in now, Ruenkamp. Hemelgarn toes the rubber. Outfield is around to the left. Niemeyer is in the grass at third. Pitch to the plate, spanked to short. Shortstop Schwederman fields. On to second for one. Relay back to first to Holman. Got him. Double play. Ruenkamp wraps into a 6-4-3 double play. He smacked it hard. Good job, though, by Schwederman. Clean play by him at short. Shovel to a second baseman, Bear, coming across the bag. And then the relay to first was in time. Ruenkamp wraps into a twin killing. 6-4-3. And Fort Loramie's down to its last out. Here's Lewis Hart stepping in. And Hart takes a strike right down the middle. Hemelgarn now with some pep in his step on the mound. Minster an out away from winning this extra inning thriller. Swing and a miss. Hart cuts right through it. Nothing in two. Ruenkamp hit it sharply. Had it been more toward the hole, it would have spelled trouble for the Minster defense. But it was right at Schwederman, who started the double play. There is strike three called on the outside corner at the thighs. Good delivery by Hemelgarn, who closes out this game. Minster defeats Fort Loramie in extras, 6-4-8. Six runs, eight hits for Minster, 4-8-2 for Fort Loramie. We'll return to close it out and highlight our Clancy stars of this game in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com. With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Thrilling game tonight, a classic on Scores broadcast. In typical fashion, Fort Loramie Minster go right down to the wire, and Minster wins it by a final score of 6-4 two-run single by Lewis Magoteau. Infield was drawn in. Runners at second and third. And Magoteau pasted one right back through the box. A single into center. It plated two. And that base hit was the decisive blow in this contest. 6-4 win by Minster. Each team had eight hits. Our stars of this game, they got to consider Magoteau. He had a couple hits. He knocked the game winner into center. Looking down through the lineup for the Minster Wildcats, Holman did have a couple hits in this game. So did Rylan Edwards. Two hits for Magoteau, including the game winner. He's the star of this game for Minster. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, got to be Dylan Meyer. Dylan Meyer, catcher, two singles, a double. They are our two stars of this game. Dylan Meyer for Fort Loramie, Lewis Magoteau for Minster. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, I'm going to amend our Clancy's star of the game for Minster and include, in addition to Lewis Magoteau, Jace Hemmelgarn, who pitched very well in relief, a clutch pitching by him in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie got the bases loaded with two out, and Hemmelgarn had to throw a 3-1 strike to Sammy Gubo. If he walks Gubo with ball four right there, Fort Loramie wins the game 5-4 on a walk-off base on balls in the bottom of the seventh. But give Hemmelgarn all the credit in the world. He had to be a little bit nervous, but boy, he threw a strike. He didn't tense up so much. He threw ball four. He threw a big strike, and one foul ball later got Gubo to ground out to second. He induced him into the final out of the inning, and then Minster scored twice in the top of the eighth to put the game away by a final tally of 6-4. So our stars of this game are Hemmelgarn and Magoteau for Minster, and as I mentioned, for Fort Loramie, three hits for Dylan Meyer. Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, and it's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds, at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began its unique brand way back in 1986. Just one customer then. Today, more than 200 of them across the Buckeye State. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and thrive. A&M Pallet. Hey, if you're looking for work, A&M's got entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. at A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And thanks so much to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Find sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, I'm headed there right now to chow down a little bit at Schaefer. I know it's late. They'll have a lot of things I can snack on. Looking forward to it at Schaefer Market. Don't forget, what you wanted, they've got. You asked for Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. All available now at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update it in the next few days, post the new broadcast schedule for you. Week after next should be busy, weather permitting, with the baseball district semifinals and finals. So stay in touch with the website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll post our schedule of upcoming games for you. In fact, in the next 24 to 48 hours, if we're covering contests next week, they'll be up and showing. Certainly, district semifinals and finals over the next 10 days will be covered here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks so much to Derek Olding, engineering alongside. According to Christian Netcast, we had 2,100 IP addresses joining us in the seventh inning of this game. That's about when I got all choked up. Great crowd. Thank you for joining us online. Thanks, Derek Olding, alongside engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Final score, Mr. Wildcats pull it out of the fire by a score of 6-4 in eight innings. Minster on the year now 16-5. Fort Loramie 14-7. Jack Kramer saying good night, everybody, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.